GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Based on the responses already coming in from our friends on Facebook, some listeners might need the GHRT duct tape to wrap around their head for this one, George. Oh, boy.
I never get excited.
Okay. Do you agree with the demands, and we put the word demands in GHRT air quotes for a reason, do you agree with the demands of Maine Youth for Climate Justice? Okay, I sent a note back ahead of their news conference that they had yesterday at the Augusta Civic Center, I understand, but did not hear back. This as the Maine Climate Council. Don't confuse the two. There's the Maine Climate Council that Governor Mills put together.
Yes.
What's it got, like 300, 400 people on it?
No, but it's got a lot.
Yep. And at the same time, there's this group of youngsters, I'll say. All right. 130, this is how they describe themselves, this Maine Youth for Climate Justice. 130 Maine youth from more than 20 middle schools, high schools, area colleges, and post grads. When you get into college and grads, do you really still consider them youth? I guess compared to
everybody
us, they are.
I consider everybody
all right.
a kid.
So while the Maine Climate Council was meeting, this other organization got together and representatives of the Maine Youth for Climate Justice got together because they knew the television cameras and the microphones would be there. And they listed there, and you know, we told you that we put the word demands in quotes. We put the word demands in quotes because this is the term that they used in their news release. They're listing their four demands. Okay?
Yep.
This is very Greta Thunberg-ish. Okay?
Yeah.
These are the four demands from the Maine Youth for Climate Justice. Number one, we demand that achieving zero emissions by the year 2030 be the ultimate and official goal for the state and the Maine Climate Council. You want to park there? For just a moment.
Yeah,
you want
I
to
do.
Park the VW bug there for just a moment on that one?
Well, the Maine Climate Council hasn't had a meeting. And according to them, this wide area group that the governor put together, Maine is on target.
Well, I think they have had a meeting. In fact, yesterday was their second at the Augusta Civic Center.
Yeah. Maine is on target to meet its near-term greenhouse gas emission reductions. Maine lowered the greenhouse gas emissions by 17.5% from 1990 to 2017 and will reach the 20% reduction, which the legislature established in 2003.
Okay.
According to this group.
Okay. But the Maine Youth for Climate Justice, they want it even further. They want the goal to be zero emissions. And it's good to have goals. You can ask if they're realistic. The second demand from the Maine Youth for Climate Justice is we, and again, they use the word demand, we demand that the inevitable changes and transitions towards all environmental and climate-related goals be done with a just framework.
Please explain that one to me.
I think that ties into their fourth demand.
Okay.
But I think what they're saying is, we want this to be fair to everyone.
All right.
Man, woman, child, black, white, red, yellow, Democrat, Republican, green, unenrolled, a just rich, poor, or perceived rich and perceived poor. Here's the third demand from the Maine Youth for Climate Justice. We demand that there be an increase in the representation and leadership opportunities for marginalized and frontline communities on the Maine Climate Council, and that all stakeholders are involved in its discussions and decision-making processes. You want to explain that one to me?
Well, apparently they don't think the representation that is there now, and I can't give you the number, but it is quite large, is not representative of the state. I guess that's the only read I can put into this.
Can you look up something while I'm reading this last demand? I'm the intern. You're supposed to ask me to. I'm just wondering if we could recap. I know I have it here somewhere.
Yeah.
What's the makeup of the current Maine Climate Council? We just said a moment ago that there are a lot of people on there. I'm wondering if we look at the list and find out who's not on there that the Maine Youth for Climate Justice thinks should be on there. maybe someone younger than the age of 20?
I think it was on my part. It was pretty widespread. In fact, one of the things that was criticized about it was too big, but.
Right.
Okay.
You look at that, and I'll read demand number 4. This is the fourth demand from the Maine Youth for Climate Justice. Okay. We demand that it made, check that. We demand that it be made concretely certain that corporate interests are not prioritized over climate justice on the Maine Climate Council. We demand that it be made concretely certain that corporate interests are not prioritized over climate justice on the Maine Climate Council. From my stance here in the middle of the road, which is a great place to get run over, I wondered if you could also suggest, or maybe the Maine Youth for Climate Justice might consider, we demand that it be made concretely certain that political interests are not prioritized over climate justice on the Maine Climate Council. But no, that's not the wording they chose. It's only corporate interests. We demand that it be made concretely certain that corporate interests are not prioritized over climate justice of the Maine Climate Council.
Well, the Maine Climate Council number, I don't have their names at the minute. But there are 39 members on this group.
That's pretty big.
Yeah, well, we knew that it was going to, and it's diverse. I'm not going to name them all. Really been pretty much.
Who do you see on there?
Well, I'm looking for a name.
I'm guessing there are politicians, some business leaders, some scientists.
Yeah.
Members at large, perhaps.
Let's see, the 39-member group met for the first time back in September.
Right, and this was their second meeting on Wednesday.
And the goal is that when the governor spoke to the United Nations, screwed back, the goal was to get Maine 100% of its electricity from renewable sources and reduce overall emissions by 80% by 2050. That's the game plan.
And they want to see Maine Youth for Climate Justice want it zero. They want a plan in place for zero by 2030. Glance at those members. Let me take a call. This person's been hanging on the PDQ door telephone line here for a bit. Hey, caller, do you agree with the demands of Maine Youth for Climate Justice?
Of course not. These people don't have a clue. They haven't lived long enough to know anything. But they want to live with zero emissions and all that stuff. You better be prepared to live like we lived in the 1820s or the 1830s. We can do it that way, but I don't think they want that.
Here are some of the text messages coming into us in the MTG text line at 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. Ben writes to us, ask them what corporate means in demand number 4, corporate interests. Lauren in Augusta writes, 2 questions. Who are the adult leaders, and he argues, the puppet masters of the MYCJ, the Maine Youth for Climate Justice? And he also says, who is funding these climate justice warriors? And this person writes, dear Lord, I am so happy I do not have kids in today's liberal brainwashing school system. You knew that some people were going to have that thought.
Of course.
Caller, hi, do you agree with the demands of Maine Youth for Climate Justice?
Definitely not. Just like your last caller said, most of these youth haven't lived long enough. They don't have an understanding of how societies have to work. Secondly, once they pull out all the corporate considerations, now we're just going to have government in control of the corporations because corporations can't make money and all the people will be living on the bottom.
Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Do you agree with the demands of the Maine Youth for Climate Justice?
Absolutely not. I mean, we've got the lowest footprint of pollution. They want to make a difference. Move to China where it's outrageous.
This person writes to us, we demand. This doesn't sound like they're willing to work together. It sounds like it's their way, and that's it. And this person says to us, as any quote-unquote youth would know, if a parent comes to them and demands them to do something, that's the very first thing they won't do. So perhaps the youth should take their own reaction and grow up and act appropriately and stop making demands.
The council includes members of state government, lawmakers, members of science, business, industry, and some in the nonprofit fields. Now, there are 39 on this committee. They've had speakers come in a limited time. They've gotten together. Gina McCarthy, I knew, came from the Harvard Kennedy School of Government, spoke to them. The bottom line of McCarthy's speech was, there's nothing partisan about climate change. It impacts everyone equally.
Interesting. There's nothing partisan, but as I look at the demands from the Maine youth for climate justice, everything, you do see partisanship in there. Caller, hi, GHRT. Do you agree with the demands of Maine youth for climate justice?
No. And if they want to be doing this, we need to take a look at statistics. First of all, you said there's 130 of them. That's one out of every 1,000 people here in Maine. Are we going to let them decide what's going to happen for everybody else? Are they ready to give up their cell phones, their conveniences, their cars to get to school? And what will happen the first time their electric car stops on the road in the highway in Maine in winter and they have no place and no way to get home?
Another person echoed something that you put into that. They asked, how did those members of the Maine Youth for Climate Justice get to the Augusta Civic Center to hold their news conference yesterday? Caller, hi, GHRT asks you the question of the day. Do you agree with the demands of Maine Youth for Climate Justice?
Yes. And we need to publicize the Maine Youth a little better than we have in our past history. And it seems to be all mass. I mean, Greta Thunberg from Sweden, 16 years old, world famous. Our youth in this state, you can't even give their name on the air. We're so backward because of the pedophilia and stuff. We gotta elevate the youth.
Well, there's a turn I didn't expect.
Pedophilia. Yeah, I'm going
to
do it.
Stick to the topic at hand, dumbass.
This text message to us. Are these youth biking or walking or maybe taking a Segway to school? Make them walk, and they might change their minds pretty quickly. Zero emissions mean no more internal combustion engines, so no airplanes.
Well, so far what's happened? Some efforts have been made. There's a regional effort to talk about transportation. There's $5.1 million in settlement money, which to boost electric vehicles. We talked about that one. A law was passed to change a grant program. So we're going to get 100,000 new heat pumps in Maine, right? By 2025. Now, some of the names I've come up with on there, Bruce Van Note. Van Note, is that his name?
Bruce Van Note, wasn't he?
Commissioner of the Department of Transportation.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Transportation makes up 50% of the state's emissions.
Which is exactly what Jim Labreck said when he was sitting in that chair right there yesterday, pointing out that.
And cities like Portland have a mix of bus and rail and, the bigger cities. So encouraging mass transportation is one of the things they're after.
But it doesn't work too well in Roque Bluffs.
No.
Nor in Brownville.
Dan Brennan, who is the director of the Maine State Housing Authority, is also a member. And so is Heather Johnson of the Department of Economic and Community Development.
Caller, do you agree with the demands of the Maine youth for climate justice?
No, I don't. And these youth should start getting bicycles so they can get warmed up.
When we come back, your call on the PDQ Door telephone line. We'll also check the emails coming into us in the McLaughlin Seafood inbox to us at WVOM at blueberrybroadcasting.com.